Working group and attendees of the session. First, I want to thank the Working Group of Experts on People of African Descent for the invitation to participate in this special event. I accepted the invitation really on behalf of the two NGOs that I have been a member of for over three decades, the December 12th Movement International Secretariat and the International Association Against Torture. Whatever contributions I have made in helping to secure the adoption of and advancing of the DDPA are due to the leadership, guidance, and support they have provided. So I will be using the terms I and we interchangeably during these few minutes. I also hope that since this is taped and not live, that I will not face any censorship or editing, since I will be making some observations which may upset some member states. However, as the saying goes, facts are stubborn things. I come from a background of both academia and street activism. The fight to achieve a victory in the United Nations is much different than doing so in the streets. When we first came to the UN in 1989, the late consummate diplomat, Cuba's Miguel Alfonso Martinez, taught us that this is a different form of struggle, but a form of struggle nevertheless. Victory may depend not on the location or size of a demonstration, but on the placement of a semicolon. The UN is a body to influence world public opinion. We came to the UN to implement the mandate set by Malcolm X, who said that the struggle of Black people in the US must move outside US political and geographic boundaries and establish a presence in the international arena. We must move beyond civil rights and place our situation on the agenda of human rights. So before the emergence of the internet, Google, and artificial intelligence, when coming to the then Commission on Human Rights sessions, we engaged in weeks of preparation, old school research, reading, studying, cutting out articles, writing interventions, and preparing pamphlets to bring the truth of the human rights violations faced by our people in the US. From then until now, we have received much support from the developing world and much interference and sabotage from the Western European and other groups. The greatest victory we have attained so far is the DDPA. It was the result of years of organizing, first to convince the UN to reconvene a World Conference Against Racism, which it had not done since 1980 in the apartheid era of Rhodesia in South Africa. Then it was organizing people of African descent from across the diaspora to place three issues at the top of their agenda for Durban. One, a declaration that the transatlantic slave trade, slavery, and colonialism were crimes against humanity. Two, reparations are due to the descendants of the victims of these crimes. And three, recognition of the economic basis of slavery. In order to accomplish this, we founded the Afro-Descendant Coalition at the Second International PrepCom in Geneva in 2001. In addition, we and the National Black United Front organized a delegation of 400 Black people, mainly but not exclusively from the US, we called the Durban 400, to come and lobby at the World Conference. That work is chronicled in a historic documentary called The Durban 400, produced by Iman Drame and Al Santana, which can be seen on YouTube. The lobbying work of these NGOs, the uncompromising leadership of the African group, the strong stance taken by members of Caribbean countries and the G77 helped produce the DDPA, which the WEO group began to disavow the day after Durban ended. Since September 8, 2001, it has been a constant struggle to utilize the instruments, which the DDPA provides. The most consistent of these has been the Working Group of Experts on People of African Descent, which we have worked with from its inception. It has been the principal mechanism which has upheld the banner of the DDPA, particularly on the issue of reparations, when parts of the UN Secretariat have seemingly bowed to the pressure of the WEO group to disappear that document. It was through the Working Group of Experts on People of African Descent that the theme of recognition, justice, and development was set as the theme for the international year and the international decade for people of African descent. We particularly appreciated the 2016 report of the Working Group on its country visit to the US, which recognized the need for the U.S. to address our demand for reparations. Yesterday, we helped host the New York City section of EMLER's current investigation into U.S. law enforcement abuses of people of African descent. Their findings and recommendations will probably echo those so clearly set out in this working group's 2016 report, which the U.S. has done nothing to implement. The struggle to maintain the supremacy of the DDPA continues to this day. Its latest manifestation is in the WEO Group's enthusiastic, almost evangelistic support for the permanent forum on people of African descent as a replacement for and or superior to the Durban Declaration and Program of Action. These two entities can and should work in collaboration with and complementary to each other. They are not antagonistic to each other, but can become so if manipulated by those whose interests lie in denying the DDPA and the demand for reparations. The attempt to paint the working group of experts on people of African descent as now superfluous since the permanent forum has begun is a reflection of that attempted manipulation. Some 22 years later, our commitment to reparations, the DDPA and the working group remain unwavering. I end with the slogan we developed for Durban. They stole us, they sold us, they owe us. Reparations now. Thank you.